For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has expressed strong discontent and resolute opposition over a US warship patrol near Zhubi Reef of China's Nansha Islands in the South China Sea. Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang said in a statement that the United States' actions threaten China's sovereignty and security interests, endanger the safety of personnel and facilities in the reef, and would harm regional peace and stability. The spokesman urged the US side to immediately correct its wrongdoing. Liu confirmed that earlier on Tuesday, the US warship USS Lassen illegally entered waters near Zhubi Reef of China's Nansha Islands in the South China Sea without the permission of the Chinese government. At least 228 people have been killed and 1,620 others injured in Pakistan after a massive earthquake hit neighbouring Afghanistan on Monday. An official with Pakistan's Disaster Management Authority says a total of 2,520 houses were damaged in the quake. Officials are warning the death toll could rise as rescue workers rush to the remote areas where communications have been cut off. In Afghanistan, the death toll from Monday's earthquake has risen to 83. The natural disaster also left hundreds of people injured. The Beijing municipality is to relax market access for foreign investment in travel, aircraft maintenance and performance brokerages. Starting from today, rules and regulations will be adjusted until May 2018. It means qualified travel agencies, backed by both Chinese and foreign capital, will be allowed to provide services to Chinese tourists travelling abroad. Foreign capital could also take a controlling stake in aircraft maintenance projects, and the city could also see foreign capital used to set up wholly owned entertainment brokerage companies and provide services within the municipality. Earlier this year, the State Council approved a plan for Beijing to carry out a 3-year pilot scheme into opening its service industries more widely to foreign investment. New figures show profits decline at Chinese industrial firms slowed in September, but the outlook remains dim. The National Bureau of Statistics said on Tuesday that profits for China's major industrial firms fell 0.1% year-on-year in September, narrowing from the 8.8% decline posted in August. The better performance was mainly due to slower growth in costs, a decline in business taxes and surcharges, and cheaper raw materials. China, South Korea and Japan are planning to hold the first meeting of commerce ministers in more than 3 years in Seoul on Friday morning. During the talks, the three ministers are expected to discuss how to speed up negotiations on the free trade deal between the three countries and the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership and how to accelerate trilateral trade and investment. It would mark the first such meeting since May 2012 ahead of the trilateral leadership meeting between Chinese Premier Li Keqiang, South Korean President Park Geun-hye and the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, expected to be held in Seoul on Sunday. Indonesia has expressed its willingness to join the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal that was reached between the United States and 11 Pacific Rim countries earlier this month. President Joko Widodo made the statement on Tuesday after meeting President Barack Obama at the White House in the United States. This is the first time Southeast Asia's biggest economy has seriously expressed a willingness to join the TPP. Countries grouped in the TPP include the United States, Japan, Canada, Australia, Singapore, Malaysia, Peru, Vietnam, New Zealand, Brunei Darussalam, Chile, and Mexico. The US President Barack Obama is heading to Turkey for a G20 summit, followed by visits to the Philippines and Malaysia for several summits next month. The White House announced on Monday that in the Philippines, President Obama will participate in the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, and in Malaysia he will take part in the US-ASEAN Summit and the East Asia Summit. The White House says the visits to the Asian countries underscore America's support for Asia's regional institutions, while also advancing the US strategy to rebalance the Asia-Pacific region in all of its dimensions. At least 7 Pakistani border troops have been confirmed dead following an attack from the Afghan side of the border early on Tuesday morning. However, the Pakistani army did not say who had fired into its territory. Cross-border shelling occasionally takes place between Pakistan and Afghanistan, which shares nearly 2,500 kilometres of mostly porous border. Security officials often blame Pakistani militants who operate from Afghan border regions for attacks on border posts. They say most of the Pakistani Taliban have fled to Afghanistan as a result of major military operations. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.